Hopefully, our friend Mike McDonald over on the east side of the mountains, hopefully Typhoon Apocalypse is not going to affect eastern Washington. Mike, how you doing, man?
We're doing fine. You know, we had the winds through the middle of the day, around 40, 45 miles per hour peak wind gust, but
big.
It died down for the game, and it was fairly pleasant.
Good deal. Well, you had a game that, I look at these games that Randy sends me that our reporters have, and I see Chiawana against Pasco, and unfortunately for Pasco the last few years, Chiawana and Pasco has not been a very good matchup. Well, how was it tonight?
Yeah, that'd be 6 years, Dick.
Yeah, so make it six in a row, huh?
It was a one-sided affair again tonight.
Yeah.
Now, Edgar Brown Memorial Stadium was Pasco High Stadium. They share it now with Chiawana. It's built out of a gravel pit, so they have the gravel pit championship. It's the battle for Pasco between the Riverhawks and the Bulldogs. And Pasco's never won the game, and they didn't tonight either. The final score, 49-0. And great job by Andrew Vargas, the running back for Chiawana. Finished with 215 yards on 24 carries and 6 touchdowns.
Oh, he's going on our list. How many? 215 yards, you say?
215 yards, 24 carries, 6 touchdowns.
Oh, he's definitely one of our big-time performers. There's no question about that. So what type of running back is Andrew?
Well, he's 5'10", senior, kind of stocky, 210 pounds. And really, there hasn't been a lot of rumble about him and Division I visits, so we're kind of curious where he may end up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a very good running back. Doesn't play on defense, so he really focuses on that offensive side of the football. But he's a power guy. He can make cuts, too, but he'll run you over if he has to. But the offensive line has done so well. There are holes for him to find, and when he gets to the second level, it's really difficult to bring him down.
Well, this Riverhawks team still undefeated, as per usual. I mean, they have been spectacular over the last 5 years or so. And, you know, tell me about this team compared to what you've seen in the past from the Riverhawks. Are they right there with some of the best Riverhawk teams?
You know, the one thing that we haven't seen is much of a balanced offense. And I guess if you can feed the ball to somebody like Vargas and the run game is working so well, you'll be fine. But I asked Coach Steve Grapp about this before the game tonight. You know, how do you feel about your passing game? He said, well, we work on it all the time. Well, that's fine in practice. But when you get into a tight game, and you will at some point, will you be able to throw if you need to? And I think they tried to throw the ball around a little bit tonight. And quarterback Troy Simpkins was 9 of 12, 102 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. So they can move the ball around, but I worry about that in a close contest.
So next week, I mean, my goodness, Richland Chiawana, how does that rank as one of the best, one of the biggest, most hyped high school football games that you've been around in the last few years?
Richland started slow, but defeated Walla Walla tonight, 64-14.
Oof.
Both teams will come in at 7-0 overall, 5-0 in Mid-Columbia Conference League play, and Chiawana will be hosting the game at Edgar Brown. I think it's, you know, everything that we could hope for in a matchup at this point of the season. I mean, we're talking now late October. It'll be Friday, the 21st of October when they play, and we'll have that game on News Radio 610 KONA and 610KONA.com. I think it's going to be a good one. The Richland Bombers have a completely different type of offense than most of the teams that we see here. They are a true passing team. They can run the ball by committee when they want to. But Paxton Stevens, extremely good quarterback. Alex Chapman, league-leading receiver. They are just really talented through the air. So if Chiawana can get pressure on Paxton Stevens, it could be a tough night for Richland.
Okay. All right. We get a little preview there, and I can't wait. Of course you'd be doing the game, Mike. Nobody else would be doing the game between two top five teams in the state of Washington, undefeated. Any other scores tonight for us?
That's all that we have in. It was Royal defeating Connell 28-21 in a key 2A battle there.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you next week. I can't wait to hear about that Chiawana-Richland game. That's going to be fantastic.
Have a great weekend, Dick. Thank you.
You bet. Mike McDonald from Kona Radio.